Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Angels on the Prairie by Sandra Sebastian, Indianapolis, Indiana. It all seemed to happen so suddenly. One minute, my mother was talking normally, and the next, she was babbling baby talk. Being 700 miles away from your parent, when they obviously need medical attention, is one of the scariest things I have ever gone through. Let me give you a little background. My mother moved to the middle of nowhere, Missouri, with my stepfather. He wanted to be back in familiar surroundings. He has been suffering with numerous health problems, including Alzheimer's. My mother was his caregiver and the love of his life. His world revolves around her, and hers around him. Last Wednesday, the older of my two brothers made his weekly call to check in with her. The conversation became very weird when she suddenly began speaking gibberish. We assumed that a new medication may have caused a bad reaction, or that she'd had a minor stroke. He called the next morning, and she was still unable to communicate with him. He immediately called the neighbor across the street. The neighbor called another neighbor down the road, who was a first responder. She immediately recognized the signs of a stroke and called an ambulance to take my mother to the hospital, 45 minutes away. She has been there for a few days now. While the doctors will take good care of her, my ailing stepfather needs assistance on his own. These wonderful neighbors have continued to watch over him, making sure he takes his medication and that he and the pets are fed. They even cut the very overgrown yard and took my stepfather to the hospital to see my mother. They rallied around my family to make sure my stepfather was okay until my brother got there 24 hours later, and their assistance continues. They have helped my brother with all manner of issues with the house. There were broken pipes that needed mending and trash that needed to be hauled away. They have been there every step of the way to help as needed. They are definitely our angels of the prairie. One thing I've learned that may help others, there is a very small window for a stroke victim to receive the anticoagulants and other medications given after a stroke. Everyone should be aware of the symptoms and remember to err on the side of caution and get care for someone that you think might have suffered a stroke. We may never know if we had gotten her to a hospital sooner if the damage to her mind and body would have been less severe.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.